Dribbles once. Skip past the left wing to Schuller. Nearly thrown out of bounds, but he saves it. Into the corner, Seth Bowles. Dribbling twice. Back out to Deering from the free throw line. The jump shot is good. And Deering has all 5 points of Lakers. And Marlette has only two. 5:42 left in the first quarter. A 3-point lead for the Lakers. Barrett George being guarded by Wisner. Feeds it down into Bryce George. Can't get that one to fall. And the rebound Lakers. Here come the green and white leading by 3 points. Brennan Wisner loses his handle on it. And it's still loose, but he saves it. And now we have a held ball. And the possession arrow favoring. Actually, we have a foul. Foul goes against Marlette, number 5, Barrett George, his first, team's first. So it'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Right side of your radio. 5:22 left in the first quarter. Lakers lead 5-2. Inbounding Travis Deering into Brennan Wisner in the left corner. To Braden Smith between the high and low post. Feeds it out to Drew Schuller for 3 off the mark. And rebound brought in by Bryce George.
There's just no room for mistakes for Lakers. You got to see the height differential. 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", on the inside. There's just no place for the Lakers to shoot but on the outside.
We have a Laker foul. Foul goes against number 34, Braden Smith. That's his first, Lakers' first. Marlette ball, left side of the radio, underneath their own hoop. Braden Smith sits down. He's replaced by Nick Siegfried. He's a junior. And they feed it to Isaac Dale on the give and go, and this one's in for 2 points. Isaac Dale's first points of the night. 5-4, Lakers lead cut down to 1. 5-4, 4:55 left in the first quarter. Marlette extending it out to a 3-quarter press. They break it, Lakers does. Over to Travis Deering. Up to Brennan Wisner, nearly thrown away, but he saves it right at midcourt, and they're going to say over and back as his foot was on the line. It'll be back to Marlette ball. 4:46 left in the first.
Young Wisner, he disagreed with that call, I'll tell you what. But, there's no appeal court, so let's move on, right?
That's Applett. Over to the left wing, back up to the top to George. Feeds it down to Isaac Dale. Deering got a handle on it. Now back up to McKenney. To the left wing to Quady. Trying to feed it into the freshman George. They finally do. The turnaround hook shot, no good. Rebound Seth Bowles. Here comes the Lakers. Green and white holding their own so far through 4 minutes. 5-4 they lead, and we have a whistle. This will be a push against the Marlette Red Raiders. It'll be Laker ball out of bounds. Second team foul for the Marlette Red Raiders, and the first foul against Bryce George, the freshman. And we have substitution. Bryce George sits down. He's replaced by Hunter Kelly, a senior, 6'3" guard. And that is one tall lineup out there for the Red Raiders. Quady also sits down. He's replaced by Charles McClatchy. Over to the right wing. And back up to the top of the key to Schuller over to the left wing. Back up to Schuller. 2-3 defense for Marlette. Top of the key, Schuller over to Deering. Trying to swing this all the way around the perimeter as fast as possible. One dribble from Siegfried. Back out to Wisner. Right wing. Dribbling. Nowhere to go. Feeds it over to the left wing. Deering down to the baseline. Loses a handle on it. And they're going to say it was punched out of bounds by Red Jersey. Laker ball underneath their own hoop. 3:45 left in the first. It's still 5-4. Lakers leading Marlette by 1 point.
Marlette is so quick to the ball that Lakers might want to employ pass faking.
Brennan Wisner inbounds to Travis Deering. Wisner gets back in the corner for 3. It's up off the mark. And rebound brought in by Marlette's Hunter Kelly. Rebounds are 4-4 so far. Ethan McKenney for 3 left wing. This one's good. Marlette with their first lead comes with 3:28 left in the first quarter. 7-5. Marlette on top. 3-quarter pressure from Marlette. Brennan Wisner gets across the timeline. Feeds it into a trap. Deering in the corner. Back out to Wisner left wing. To the right wing to Schuller. Into the right corner to Siegfried. Feeds it into Wisner in between the high and low post to Seth Bowles for the baseline jump shot. No good. And rebound Marlette, Barrett George. Going the other way to Isaac Dale inside the lane. The floater is up and good. He has 4 points and it's out to a 4-point lead, 9-5 for Marlette after trailing by 3. A 7-0 run right now for Marlette. Wisner into the corner to Siegfried for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Barrett George. And here come the Red Raiders the other way. Wasting no time, Barrett George coast to coast. Goes up for the floater, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Did I say 22? I could have swore I said 22.
Seth Bowles is charged with his first foul of the night. Lakers second. 2:34 left in the first quarter. 9-5, Marlette leading by four. First free throw from Barrett George. A little bit flat. Can't get that to fall. And score remains. Braden Smith and Keegan Valentine check in for the Lakers, replacing Seth Bowles and Travis Deering.
That is a rare miss for Barrett George. I always, every time I've ever seen Marlette play, he's usually one of the top free throw shooters.
And 0-for-2 on that trip. And the rebound brought in by Marlette, number four, Hunter Kelly. Over to the left wing, Ethan McKinney dribbling against Keegan Valentine. Into the corner, Barrett George for three off the mark. And rebound, Isaac Dale keeps the possession alive. Feeds it inside the lane. This one's no good from McClatchy, and now we have a foul. And it looks like Marlette will be going back to the free throw line as the foul goes against Nick Siegfried, his first and team's third. Substitution for Marlette, that would be Marcus Armstrong, number 11, and Bryce George, number 43, replaces Barrett George and Isaac Dale. It'll be Marlette ball underneath their own hoop, inbounding. Hunter Kelly doing the duties, feeds it in to Bryce George. Pump fake, goes up for the shot, and one, counted. He draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for one shot. Foul goes against number 34 of Lakers, Braden Smith. That's his second. Early foul trouble for him. 2:11 left in the first quarter. It's 11-5. Marlette out to their largest lead of the night at 6. Seth Bowles replaces Braden Smith, who has two fouls. At the free throw line, shooting one, Bryce George. He has 4 points in the night off and two baskets. His first free throw attempted right here. Nice high rotation. This one's nothing but net and in. They lead by 7. And Travis Deering replaces Drew Scholler. Ron Swartz and Drew were not afraid to go to his bench, now trailing by 7 points after they led by 3. It is now a 10-0 run for the Red Raiders. Brenner Wisner directing traffic, facing a three-quarter press. Travis Deering gets across the timeline, but goes right into a trap, and Seth Bowles has to bail him out. And Ron Swartz and Gerber calls a 30-second timeout to bail his team out as well. 2:01 left in the first quarter. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. 12-5, Marlette leads Lakers.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Lakers inbounds after a 30-second timeout, trailing by 7 points, 5-12 to Marlette. Brennan Wisner at the right elbow in trouble. Seth Bowles bails him out inside the lane. And over the left corner, we have a loose ball, and it's turned over. Here comes the Lakers, but now we have a technical foul. And this will be charged to Ethan McKinney. I'm guessing he said a magic word out there as he's still arguing with the official. As the freshman, Bryce George, comes over to calm him down. Unsportsmanlike conduct is the word. Ethan McKinney, with a technical foul, gives the ball at the free throw line to Brennan Wisner, who historically is a pretty decent free throw shooter, all by his lonesome at the free throw line, trailing by 7 points. This would give their first points to Lakers if he makes a basket here in at least 5 minutes. And he makes the first free throw.
Brennan Wisner has a pretty shot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, and only a junior. Third year on varsity, though. His father, JV basketball coach. Second free throw, good as the first. Cuts the deficit down to 5, 12-7. Marlette leads, and because of the technical foul, this gives the ball back to Lakers at midcourt. Keegan Valentine.